All right, thanks, Beetle. Join that down here in Tennessee by Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. Coach, looks like the sun's up, which means it's a 1 o'clock kick. Haven't had one of these in a long time, fair to say?
Yeah, we've been at night a lot and on the road a lot, so we're still on the road, but good to be going at 1 noon here.
I know the schedule is what the schedule is. You got to play when to play, but how proud are your team for handling not only running off 6 in a row here, but dealing with flights, long night games, and getting up early in the morning and getting right back at it the next day?
Yeah, these guys have really done a good job of preparing in different schedules and also getting their rest and getting treatment and trying to get healthy. So, coming off the Monday night game in Buffalo and then playing Green Bay, that was a tough week of preparation. But my guys did a good job and thought they played well.
Speaking of Green Bay, a lot of communication up front with the defense as far as staying in the lane, setting the edge, pushing the pocket in the middle. Was that your best pass rush game? And not only pass rush, but how it helped the defense and coverage, the defensive backfield?
Yeah, it takes 11 guys to stop Aaron Rodgers in that offense. So to be able to hold them to 17 points, I thought was a pretty strong effort.
Teddy Karras play, and how's the offensive line look here in Tennessee today? Seems like you're getting a couple guys back. Hopefully, think it'll be at full strength?
No, Shaq won't play. He's not on the trip. But otherwise, hopefully, we'll have everybody else in there. And this is a good defensive front, and they give you a lot of different looks up front. So we'll have to do a good job with our communication and make sure we have the assignments. That's half the battle. The other half of the battle is actually blocking them, Casey and Arakpo. So they have some very explosive guys on their front.
I know Cordell's been, 25, 30 carries. Will Sony play in this game to help him shoulder that load today?
Yeah, we'll have to run the ball 70 times to get everybody enough touches.
All right, Tennessee, obviously a team you're pretty familiar with, playing in the playoffs. It's not the same team, and I'm not going to stand here and ask you the variable questions. I think you had 500 of those this week, but it looks like a Houston front, fair to say, but not the same type of pieces that Houston had.
Yeah, it very much is the Houston defense. They don't do a lot, but they do enough to keep you off balance between man, zone, split safety, post safety coverages, and mix the fronts up a little bit between even, odd, and some five down where they cover everybody. So they definitely have a good, solid plan. They're a very good technique and fundamental team. They have enough change-ups to keep you honest. They do a good job of that.
Does it start with Byard in the back end? Seems like he's one of the harder hitting safeties in the league.
Yeah, and he gets his hands on a lot of balls. The linebackers have good range. They're fast. Brown's fast. Woodyard's fast. But really, the disruptive guys are up front. Casey's the big one. Their outside linebackers or ends, depending on what front they're in, do a good job, too.
Offensively, Mariota, you played against him before. Another tough guy to keep in the pocket, especially coming off the Dallas games. Looks like he got some confidence there. Only 5 touchdowns on the year, but it seems like he put the team on his back in that game.
Yeah, they played very well. Mariota is fast. He's a hard guy to catch for the defensive linemen, so we're going to have to play with real good leverage and angles and do a good job with him as well as their running backs and the receivers. This is a team that can run the ball, and then they get the runs and then the play-action passes where they make a lot of big plays. So they get a lot of big yardage on first and second down, and so we'll have to do a good job there.
You had Deion Lewis. How special he is out in space one-on-one. How imperative was this week for center of gravity, keeping your feet, not getting faked out? But they have a pretty good 1-2 punch with him and Henry.
Yeah, very, very good. They have good depth and quality of their running back position. Yeah, Deion's a hard guy in space. Hopefully we won't have too many one-on-one situations with him. We'll be able to keep multiple guys near him so he doesn't have too much open space, because he's very dangerous when he gets out there.
Another big receiver, here we go again, Davis, and I played against him before.
Yeah, big and fast. He can really separate and get through the defense. Mariota's got a good arm, and so he does an excellent job, again, on those play-action passes on early downs of being an explosive receiver that can create some big plays for him.
Okay, time now for the Dunkin' Donuts question of the week. Comes from Kevin Nestor of Norwell. Talking about the fans, looking around, being down here in Tennessee, a lot of Patriots fans. That's got to make the team feel good when you guys take a stadium, and it's happened a lot over the course of the last couple of years.
Yeah, it has. I think we travel well. We have a good group of fans in a lot of different places. It's not quite like being in Gillette, but it's good to see him out here.
All right, Coach, good luck on getting 7 in a row today. Go get him.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks, Scott.
All right, let's throw it back up to Beetle at Splitsville.